Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi is holding in Sukkah, Perek 4, 4th chapter, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6. Kamasehu behol, like its doings on a weekday, kach machaseh Shabbat. So too they would do on a Shabbat. Now this refers back to the previous Mishnah, talking about the Aravot, the Arava, the willow branch ceremony. Recall they would cut large willows and place them around the Mizbeach to adorn the Mizbeach. So on Shabbat, they would do it a little bit differently. They would go down to Motza, to Kolania, as we mentioned yesterday, and cut them Erev Shabbos instead. And place them into golden buckets, so they wouldn't wither, so they'd be in their water, in their element. These are Arvei Nahal, they like the water. Rabbi Yochanan says, they would actually bring palm branches to the temple. Now, chorayot dekel, these are palm branches that are left on the tree, and as they get older and drier and harden, they spread out. I think we call them palm fronds, commonly in English. You'll see them in California and Tel Aviv and throughout Eretz Yisrael. Once they've been on the tree for a while, they spread out. They're no longer like the lulav that we have that's like a straight stick. All those little branches, they get spread out. So it's possible Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha is arguing just about this, the last day, or maybe about all the days. He said that maybe they would put these palm branches around the Mizbeach instead of the willows. But in his opinion, we're bringing some palm branches. V'chov tinotan, and they'd actually hit them on the ground, bekarka b'tzidei Mizbeach, on the ground next to the Mizbeach. V'otan hayom nikra yom chibut chrayot. And this was called the day of beating the branches. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, they would be banging palm branches onto the ground. We do know there is an ancient minhag. We call it a minhag nevi'im, a minhag from the days of the prophets to beat the aravot into the ground at the conclusion of the tefillot, of the morning prayers on Hoshana Rabbah. This is an ancient minhag with many mystical meanings that I do not claim to understand. Now on to Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Zayin is interesting. Let's read it first. Miyad Hatinokot, immediately the children, shomtin et lulavehem, they would open up their lulav, ve'ochlin etrogehem, and eat their etrog. So they would unbind their lulav, and you know, hey, we're done with our arbaminium, and we can go ahead and eat the etrog, and that's okay. The idea here being that even though these species were sort of huksa lemitzvah, they were set aside to do a mitzvah, but those belonging to children, it was really a mitzvah of chinuch, is what we're trying to do, we're trying to educate them, so their etrog would still be edible, even though it was a little bit set aside for that mitzvah. Now, there's another reading to this Mishnah, which is miyad, from the hands of Hatinoko, the children, shomtin et lulavehem, the adults would grab their lulav, the ochlin etrogehem, and eat the etrog of the children. That is part of the simcha, part of the shtick. They would, you know, grab the etrog and eat the etrog of the children. Not the etrogim of the adults, because again, they're set aside to do a mitzvah, the raisa, but the etrog of the children was mishum mitzvah chinuch. So it sounds like the adults were snatching the etrog and eating them. Now that's normally, it's a shtickle gezel, don't try this at home, but perhaps they would trade them for candies or treats or something else. But it was part of the simcha. It was like accepted as the minhag and the simcha, like, hey, we're done with the mitzvah, let's celebrate by grabbing an etrog and eating it. Yashar koach and Shabbat shalom.